اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم. This is Habibullah Fasihzada and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you are well, inshallah, and healthy. So our brothers are here again with us. Hussein Musa, how are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Okay, that's great. And Ali Nasir, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah, right?
Yes.
Okay, welcome again. So Fawad Haider, how about you?
Fine.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is fine here. And that's a good news, because we're going to have another Quranic session, fully energetic everyone, yes? And inshallah we're having it with all our energy, inshallah.
وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
So, respected brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us today, you know that we are going to have another Quranic session. So, in our previous sessions, we finished the rule
Idgham,
and also the rule
Iqlab.
Idhar, we finished. So Idhar and Idgham, we alhamdulillah finished. We covered everything about them. So they were important, yes?
Yes.
So our topic is the rules of
Iqlab.
Tanween and Nuni Sakina, totally, yes, in general. Yes. But so when it comes to details, we have four types of rules, okay? Idhar, we finished, which means what?
To
pronounce clearly.
To pronounce clearly the sound of
Tanween
or Nun Sakin. So when do we apply the rule Ilhar?
When throat letter comes.
When throat letters are there, yes?
Yes.
When Tanween or Nun Sakin approaches what?
Before the
approaches the throat letters. Or it comes before the throat letters. So what were the throat letters?
There were six
letters were yes. there, okay?
Hamza,
Ayn,
Ghain,
Ha, Ha, and Kha. Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain. Ayn, Ghain, brothers. Ha, Kha, brothers. Hamza and?
Ha.
Ha. Okay? So these six letters.
Step brothers.
So whenever a tanween or nun sakin, doesn't matter that tanween is a tanween dhamma or a tanween fatha or a tanween kasra, that we name them as fathatain, tanween fatha, kasratain, tanween kasra, dhammatain, tanween
dhamma.
So we apply the rule idhar, which means we clearly
pronounce
the nun sound or the tanween sound. Min hu. We do not hide the sound.
Yes.
We do not change the sound. We do not merge the sound to any other letter, okay? That's all about the rule Idhar. And the next rule we practiced and covered was the rule Idgham, which means?
Yes. Means to merge
the letters.
Great. So the four rules had these names. Clearing, Clearly yes. pronouncing, yes?
Yes.
Oh, or sorry, doing nothing.
Yes.
Doing nothing, okay? And merging, changing, hiding.
Hiding,
changing, merging, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay?
Yes.
Say it again.
Hiding,
merging, changing, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay? Do not say changing nothing. That's clearly okay. Good, good. Hiding, merging, and changing nothing.
Yes.
Okay. So remember this sentence. Hiding is used for the rule ikhfa. Merging for the rule idgham. And
hiding for
hiding,
ikhfa.
I said hiding. It's for ikhfa.
Merging for iqlab.
Ah, changing for iqlab. Merging for idgham. Changing for. Club and nothing for?
Idhar.
Okay, because in Idhar you do nothing. Tanween is Tanween.
You just read.
Yeah, just read. Just read. Okay, Hussein Musa?
Yes.
Just read.
Without doing anything.
Without doing anything, okay? So, Alhamdulillah, we learned the rule Idgham. So, whenever you merge, there was a very important point that whenever you merge the Tanween or Nun Sakin to the next letter, okay? So, you merge it. Clearly, you have to read or produce the sound of the next letter, not the letter Tanween or Nun Sakin. For example, Man Ya'mal. Okay? So, Man Ya'mal Nun Sakin plus Ya. Ya is from the Yarmalun letters, yes?
Yes.
So, when you merge them, the Nun
with Ya
changes, the sound Nun changes to Ya because
yes.
the letter Nun changes, merges to the letter Ya, yes?
Yes.
So,
yes.
how do you say it?
May.
May. Look. The letter Ya becomes clear, okay? Understood? So we can say that when we merge the letter Noon or Tanween to the Yarmalun letters, okay? We clearly clear the next letter, okay?
Yes.
Did you get it? We make the next letter more clear, okay? Man Ya'mal, May Ya'mal, look, we make it more clear. So, Idgham is this, merging one letter to another letter. It can happen either with the Yarmalun letters, okay? To apply the rule idgham, the real idgham, okay? Or just a general idgham. How? For example, you merge two letters, identical letters. Dal with dal. Mad. Dal with
yes.
dal. Merging, yes? You merge dal into dal.
Yes.
Become one dal, okay? For example, you merge ta, ta with two dots. To ta. Okay? Or for example, you merge sin to sod.
Yes.
Okay? You merge lam to lam. Okay? You merge, for example, qaf to kaf.
Yes.
Okay? They are called idgham mithlain, we say.
Mm-hmm.
Idgham mithlain means the idgham or the merging of two kind of identical letters. Okay? Dal to dal is, they are like the same. For example, ta to dal. Okay, ta with dal. If we merge these two letters, okay, this is called idgham mithlain. Okay, two identical letters. Why? Because dal has a close sound to the letter ta. Ta has a close sound to the letter da. Qaf has a close sound to the letter
kaf.
Okay, these are another types of idgham.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant. For his servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 verse every day.
So, what we talk about here, okay, is the idgham with noon sakin or
tanween.
So, alhamdulillah, we finished. Just one more important point about the rule idgham, that we had two types of idgham. Do you remember?
General, yes. And...
no, when we go to the idgham, the real one, I mean the idgham in tanween and noon sakin, we had two types. So idgham, yes, was applied when the tanween or noon sakin,
yes,
approaches or meets what letters?
Yarmalun.
Yarmalun letters. No.
Yes. Yamun, so, letters
and
lam and ra.
Yamun letters. MashaAllah. Let's recite a salawat for Hussein Ruhullah.
Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil. We can appreciate him as well. Good job. Okay, thank you so much. Good memory. So, usually, okay, the memories are kind of infected by some virus,
viruses,
okay? Yeah, but alhamdulillah, the memory works well. So, yeah, with Yamun letters and Lam and Ra letters, okay? So when it comes to Yamun letters, I mean Tanween or Nun Sakin plus Ya, Mim, Waw or Nun, one of these, yes, letters. So Idgham is applied, but which type of Idgham?
The complete idgham.
There was a nasal sound. What was the name of that nasal sound?
Ghunnah.
Ghunnah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Great, Fawad Haider. Okay, good. Ghunnah. Ghunnah was that nasal sound. Close your mouth. Still, you can produce a sound, okay? This sound. This is called ghunnah. Close your mouth and try to make a sound, okay, with your nose. That's it. Okay, that's called nasal sound or ghunnah. So, whenever tanween or noon sakin approaches one of these four letters, ya, mim, waw, and
noon.
Noon. So the rule idgham is applied, but with ghunnah, right?
Yes.
With that nasal sound. What does it mean? It means you stretch the sound a little. Okay, may. Do not just may ya'mal, may ya'mal. All right, this way. That's easy. But whenever the tanween or noon sakin approaches,
lam
and
ra.
Ra.
Ra. So you just merge them together. Nothing else. No ghunnah sound, no stretching, nothing. Okay? Mir. No. Mir. No. This is not correct. You can't close your mouth and produce the sound lam. Can you close? You can't do it, yes? How about ra? Can you close your mouth and produce the ra sound? Close your mouth. No, no, you gotta close your mouth. It is not possible. But you can make, you can produce the meme sound, noon sound, wow, yes. And it is possible a little, okay? No. So when it comes to lam and ra, okay, do not produce that nasal sound and do not stretch the sound, okay? Mir rabbihim. If someone says mir rabbihim, he's like stretching the sound, doing the ghunnah. Mir rabbihim, that's wrong. Mil, okay? That's as well wrong. So alhamdulillah, that was about ghunnah, okay? And idgham. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will be back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان. والقرآن